time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolf is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, friend.
Every week, Bruce rewrites a familiar tune in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone. Our caller tries to name the tune and also the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Alex Strong is on the phone from Bloomington, Indiana. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Fred.
Great to have you. Alex, what role does music play in your life?
I am a music student here at IU Bloomington, and before that, I was a music student at Central Michigan University, and I played the trombone.
All right. Well, Alex, I'm sorry to say that we don't have a trombone puzzler for you. Bruce is at the piano here in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. He'll play his puzzler. Then your job will be to try to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. You all set?
I'm all set.
Okay, Alex, here's Bruce Adolf with your piano puzzler.
Wow, that was nice.
Very sweet. Alex, what do you make of this piano puzzler?
Well, I heard the tune in it. The tune, I believe, was The Girl from Ipanema.
Yes.
And there's a quote at the end there. Mm-hmm. Well, for composers, I'm a little torn. I heard some 3-2 in there, and usually that's a giveaway of Brahms, but it didn't quite hit me that way. Maybe Ravel?
Ravel is correct.
Ravel is as correct as Brahms was way off.
Right, yeah, Brahms was way off.
Yeah,
but I like that you shared your process there too, Alex.
Yeah,
that's great. So, you not only filled in the correct answer, but you showed all your work and came to the right answer.
Yeah,
on the test.
That's right.
So, Bruce, what made this Ravel? It sounded to me like there was a particular piece you might be quoting here.
Yes, there is. In fact, all through it, not only are there some quotes from this particular piece, but the harmonies that I used to harmonize The Girl from Ipanema, even though they fit beautifully, they actually are from a piece by Ravel called The Mother Goose Suite from Beauty and the Beast. So the opening phrase that I used is from Beauty and the Beast. And then we're into The Girl from Ipanema. But fact is, The Girl from Ipanema, I left the tune in 4-4, but the accompaniment is in 3-4. That's probably what you were hearing. So it was actually a little more complex than just 3-2 on the beat. It was 3-2 each measure.
Mm-hmm.
So you're hearing, if you hear the bass, the accompaniment in 3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2 with... It's pretty complicated.
It creates a nice swirl of rhythm. Yeah.
It's not only complicated, though. I think that Antonio Carlos Jobim, who wrote The Girl from Ipanema, he wouldn't have liked that.
Well, now that we know it's The Girl from Ipanema in the style of Maurice Ravel and quoting from the Mother Goose Suite, can we hear this one more time?
Sure. Thank you.
That's so sweet. You just wanted to go on and on. The Girl from Ipanema by Antonio Carlos Jobim, rewritten in the style of the Beauty and the Beast section of the Mother Goose Suite by Maurice Ravel, and all of that done by Bruce Adolph this week in The Piano Puzzler. And Bruce, something that I just noticed the second time through, part of what Ravel does in The Beauty and the Beast is you hear these two different voices, the high, sweet voice of the Beauty and the low, gruff voice of the Beast. And you did that. You kept that in your puzzler.
I kept it there. In fact, not only did I keep it when I could, but I kept his exact notes when possible. So, for example, this... That is the Ravel. And so whenever I could actually use the exact same notes of Ravel and get the Girl from Ipanema in there, I did. And if I couldn't, I just played with it a little bit, you know.
Alex, how do you hear Piano Puzzlers?
Most often through podcast.
Aha, the podcast that you find on the PT homepage. Alex Strong, a trombonist at Indiana University, the Jacobs School of Music at IU in Bloomington, Indiana. Alex, thank you so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.